Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Jennifer Bauer, the project's coordinator for Mental Health S3. And today, Jennifer will be talking about the Mental Health Conference coming up on May 8th. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Christopher Veal. He is the Senior Research Associate for the Conference Board of Canada, and he will be talking about improving cancer therapies in Canada. We will start the show with a song. It's called Lost in Echoes, and it's by Luckett, and then we will hear the interview with Jennifer Bauer, so please stay tuned. For theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Jennifer Bauer to the Townships at 12. Jennifer is the project's coordinator for Mental Health S3. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me and for having Mental Health S3 today.
Oh, definitely. Could you start by telling us about the upcoming Mental Health Conference? It's sponsored by Mental Health S3 in conjunction with Denham House. Now, what is it all about?
Absolutely. So May 5th to May 11th is actually Mental Health Week. And this is usually an annual campaign that's presented by the Canadian Mental Health Association. And this year's theme is Unmasking Mental Health. So the idea here is an encouragement for people across Canada to really look beyond the surface and to really see the whole person. So the idea is really to kind of start removing that mask that sometimes we wear when we live with a mental illness or some substance use problem. And we wear it because there's a fear of being judged or treated differently. So in kind of response to this, Mental Health ST and Dunham House in partnership came together to organize this upcoming mental health conference. And our objective is to offer an opportunity for us to take off that mask and to really have these real authentic conversations around mental health, around addiction, in a space that's safe and also that we all feel heard while we're having these conversations. So the idea is to really come together as a community and to get curious about our mental health and to bring mental health into our everyday conversation.
Okay, I really like that, unmasking mental health. Okay, that is fantastic. Now, the event is free to the public. Who is it aimed at and why is accessibility so important?
So the conference is open to the English-speaking community of ST. It's open to the general public. And so we're going to see a mix of different individuals. So we're going to have community members. We're having actually students coming. We have some professionals coming. So, for example, interveners from other organizations, social workers. So the general public is very much welcome to attend. And as you said, accessibility is really important in any and all events that we do organize. It's something that's really important because we know that feeling excluded is negatively impacts our mental health. So we want to do everything we can to make sure that we can include as many individuals as we can. So our goal is obviously to create welcoming spaces so that everyone feels valued, included, and supported. And that means, you know, physical accessibility, accommodating sensory needs, ensuring clear communication from start to finish. And obviously, this is always a work in progress, and we're always looking for feedback. So individuals attending the conference will have an opportunity to offer that feedback, and any feedback on how we can make events more accessible. We are always looking for that information and that input. So we welcome everyone to kind of share that as well.
Okay, that is wonderful. Now, when and where is the conference taking place? And also, do people need to register in advance? That's kind of important, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. So it's happening Thursday, May 8th. So in about a month from now, it starts at 9 a.m. So that's when everyone can start coming in around 9 a.m. And then it ends around 3:30. It's happening in person in Lennoxville at the Amédée-Baudouin Community Center. And absolutely, there's registration, and it just opened last week. A really important note that it's filling up actually very quickly, and the community center does have a certain capacity, how many people we can hold. So that's kind of like our number that we're looking for. And if ever we reach that number, we'll have to close registration. But so if you're listening right now and you really would like to attend, I invite you to register as quickly as you can to save your spot. And the way for you to do that, you can check out Mental Health Esprit and Dunham House's social media pages, our Facebook pages, Instagram pages. There'll be a link there, so a Google form with a link you'll be able to fill out. If you're already part of our mailing list, you'll have received an email. So you have that link in the email, you can fill it out and you'll automatically be registered. If you receive the record, there's actually going to be in the Crier and in the Brome County Community Bulletin Board some ads and announcements will include information for registration. So you can also follow that information. And if ever any of these means maybe don't work for you, contact us directly. So you can actually email me directly at projects@mentalhealthsp.com, or you can call at 819-565-2388, and we'll be able to register you, or we'll send you the link right away.
Okay, definitely something that people, if they're interested, they should register right away. That's very important. Okay, now the morning session, Mental Health and Addiction with Dr. Marianne Sejoc. The morning session will focus on how mental health is impacted by addiction. Could you tell us a bit more about Dr. Marianne Sejoc?
Yes, absolutely. So the conference is essentially divided into kind of three sessions. So the morning session, midday session, and afternoon session. And individuals are welcome to come all day, or they can pick and choose which session they want to come to, you know, especially given our busy schedule. So you may only want to come to the morning session, for example, which will be with Dr. Marianne Saint-Jacques. She's a psychologist, professor, and director of graduate program in addictions counseling at the University of Sherbrooke. So we're really, really grateful to have her come. And she's going to really explore the relationship between mental health and addiction. So she's kind of bringing us those statistics, that research side of things in the morning. So kind of like that foundation information that's really important for us to have. She's going to look at different types of mental disorders, particularly depression and anxiety, and how these are impacted by substance use. And what's really interesting is the information she's bringing, it's actually research that's done locally. So it's going to be statistics representing what's happening right here, right now, in the Estrie region. So it's going to be really informative. And again, she's just really going to look at the complex relationship between mental health and addiction.
Okay, that is really interesting. Okay, the afternoon session, Move, Breathe, Heal with Dr. Adriana Mendrick. The afternoon session is titled Move, Breathe, Heal, Dance as a Tool for Well-Being. Now, what can attendees expect from this session?
Yes, absolutely. So Dr. Mendrick, we're super excited to have her back. So she was a guest speaker at Mental Health Estrie a little while back, but in a virtual workshop. So this time around, she's coming back to deliver a very similar workshop, but in person. So you'll be able to have kind of the theory part, but you'll definitely have the practical part of the workshop, which is really exciting. And her workshop was very well received, very positive impact, and it's actually really popular. The afternoon session is filling up really, really quickly. So in terms of what you can expect from that workshop, it's movement, it's dance, and she's really going to explore the positive impact that it has on our mental health. You know, she's going to look at things like how it reduces our stress, eases our anxiety and depressive symptoms. And dance is much more than just physical movement. It can really come and enhance our creativity, build resilience, deepen our self-awareness. It can actually come and improve our body image as well, foster a sense of belonging and strengthen those human connections. So she's really going to explore all of that throughout her workshop. And it's really a great way to introduce a coping strategy, a positive coping strategy to participants, which they can then carry immediately into their day-to-day life.
Okay, interesting. Will this session be interactive? Should people come prepared to participate?
Absolutely, for sure. Everyone is encouraged to come prepared to participate, but obviously we all have different comfort levels. So you're very welcome to just come and observe if you would like, but we'll also have opportunities to kind of stand up and move. We also will be offering chairs as well. So if someone's more comfortable to use a chair to do some of these movements, we'll have that. And we'll have yoga mats available too. So there's different kind of ways that you could do the workshop if you would like, especially the practical side of the workshop. So yeah, so Dr. Mendrick is really going to have this, really offer this opportunity to move our bodies and to see how that can come and really boost our mental health. So if you really want to come and have the full benefit of the workshop, absolutely come prepared to participate and to have fun.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun as well as being informative. Now, alongside the speakers, you'll have kiosk tables and activity stations. What kind of organizations and activities will be featured?
Yes, so this is kind of the mid section of the day. So from about, I would say, 11:45 to 1:15. So we have about an hour and a half where we're going to have about 12 kiosk tables. So these are organizations, local organizations that offer services either in the mental health or addictions field. And they're all located here in Estrie. And so you'll have, you know, participants will have the opportunity to meet all of these different organizations, to learn more about services available, and to also ask questions, you know, are some of these services available in English? And if no, how can I access them? And it's also an opportunity for those organizations to get to know the English-speaking community. So I think it's very much a two-way street. And while we have those kiosk tables and organizations present, we also are going to have four activity stations. And so each of those stations will have either a mental health SP or a Dunham House staff. And you'll have, we're inviting participants to engage in a coping strategy to boost their mental health and to really put their hands in it, really practice that strategy for that, you know, so they could spend a few minutes at each activity station and really getting a field of different coping strategies. And the idea here is to really get curious about what works for you and what doesn't in terms of boosting your mental health, trying maybe something new for the very first time. And as I mentioned earlier, to also have fun in this process as well by meeting, obviously, new people, organizations, but also to kind of learn for yourself what really works for improving your mental health and integrating that into your toolkit.
Okay, really well thought out. Now, lunch is free. That's a nice bonus. And what else makes this, what else makes this event welcoming and supportive for attendees?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously in the world that we have right now, it is very filled with tension and fear and division. And so our hope for the conference is a unique opportunity to bring everyone together in a common goal of really taking care of ourselves, not just as individuals, but as a community as well. So for sure, we'll have the enriching, informative presentations. We'll have the opportunities to connect with yourself and with others. And we also want to make sure everyone leaves feeling as though they are not alone. In whatever it is that they are going through, we want to make sure they know that they're seen, they're heard, and that they are not alone. There's really a community there for them. So that's what we hope to bring in addition to the free food, which we are all looking forward to for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody's interested in attending, you've already told everybody where they can go to find some more information. Why is it important for the community to take part in conversations about mental health?
It really boils down to reducing stigma. It's really about taking this really dark cloud that tends to hover around mental health and addiction and trying to make it a little bit smaller, a little bit less dark, and a bit more manageable. And the idea here is to help all of us realize that we can take that mask off. The mask that we wear to protect ourselves, it's okay to take it off. And when you do take it off, we will embrace you just the way that you are. And that's why it's important to talk about mental health on a day-to-day basis, about normalizing mental health is really important. And part of also this conference is creating, as I mentioned earlier, this sense of community, that we're really not alone in everything that we're going through. We're in it together. And there are resources and people out there that we're right here to help you. And so we just need to kind of get those connections going to make sure that everyone feels that support and that sense of community and togetherness.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts on what makes this conference special and why people should make an effort to attend?
Well, I think I hinted on a lot of what we're hoping to bring with the conference. So just to share one more time, I think our hope is really, really, really to create this moment of togetherness, a moment also where we can bring a lot of information that we can actually put into practice and put into practice together, and also to bring this very joyful start to the spring and the summer seasons. I think that we really want to start things on the right foot, I guess, for the next few seasons. And and we really, really look forward to seeing everyone at the conference. It's going to be, we hope, a very good time for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great timing, like you say, in the spring. So that is the Mental Health Conference, sponsored by Mental Health Estuary, in conjunction with Dunham House. That happens on May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And you can attend the morning or the afternoon, whatever you wish. Filling up fast, so everybody really needs to register now if you're thinking about it. Anything else we left out, Jennifer?
No, I think that's would be everything. Thank you so much for having Mental Health Estuary and Dunham House and an opportunity for us to share more about this conference, which we are so excited about.
Definitely. It sounds really great. So Thank you again, Jennifer Bauer, Projects Coordinator for Mental Health History, talking about the Mental Health Conference coming up on May 8th. Thanks very much, Jennifer, and all the best on the conference.
Thank you so much.
And next up, we have some community event announcements here for you on the Townships at 12. Mental Health History, in partnership with Dunham House, is excited to invite you to an upcoming Mental Health Conference. This event will take place on Thursday, May 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in the borough of Lennoxville. It is free, open to everybody, in English, and lunch is included. The conference hopes to bring the English-speaking community together for a day of learning, sharing, and meaningful connection with the goal of enhancing mental well-being. For more information or to register, email projects@mentalhealthestry.com or phone 819-565-2388, or you can sign up through their Facebook page. We have the next presentation for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club coming up, and this is by Mathieu Vinette. He is the president of the Association for the Boisy Ascot Lennox Nature in Our Hearts. That comes up on April 30th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and it is free admission. A play coming up presented by the Drama Club at Alexander Galt Regional High School. Get your tickets for It Happened on Route 66, written by Todd Wallinger, Thursday, April 10th, Friday, April 11th, and Saturday, April 12th. Tickets are on sale at the door at the Alexander Galt Auditorium. Willy Wonka Jr., a play by the Vision School Drama Club, that will be showing at Centennial Theater on April 12th, Saturday, 6 p.m. And also on Sunday, April 13th, there's a matinee at 1 p.m. and the other show at 6 p.m. You can go online to Centennial Theater and get your tickets. Volunteer with Tech Hub. Teach computer skills. Help others with their laptops, tablets, or phones. Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. 50-minute one-on-one sessions. Tutor training on April 23rd. For information, call Serena at Literacy in Action. The email is Serena, that's a capital S-E-R-E-N-A, at lia-estree.org. Setting Healthy Boundaries as a Caregiver, presented by Mental Health Estree, Tuesday, April 24th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., in person at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, door number 2, welcome to all, and it is free. For more information, email projects@mentalhealthestree.com. Coming up at the ANAF The Hut in Lennoxville, it's a dance with Sydney Aulis, April 20th and April 27th, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. At the door, it's $10. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. Join Townshippers and the University of Sherbrooke Leadership Students for Family Day coming up on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke. A gift for every child who attends the event. Book your calendar for this free event for English-speaking families with children 2 to 12 years old. A morning of sports and arts activities and snacks. Speak to community organizations offering services to the ESC in Sherbrooke and surrounding areas. This event is free and there is no need to register. If you have questions, please contact Emily at ecote@townshippers.org. The Lennoxville United Church, they have a rummage sale coming up, and that happens on Thursday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Friday, May 9th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, May 10th, $7 bag sale from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Now, if you're cleaning out your closets right now, they are accepting donations from Monday to Friday mornings for this event from 9 a.m. until noon, and no furniture, please. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health Estuary, for telling us all about the Mental Health Conference coming up on May 8th. Now, if you're interested, please register as soon as you can to ensure your spot at the conference. It sounds like it's going to be very informative and also fun. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Christopher Veal about access to cancer therapies in Canada. We will close part one of today's show with a song called All I Ever Asked For. It's by Rachel Shinori. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM.
It's borderline.